Marula Media gesels nou met professor Sedine Coetzee oor gesondheidsorg, leierskap en bestuur en die verskil wat dit kan maak om die gehalte van gesondheidsorg plaaslik, maar ook in Suider-Afrika te help verbeter. Professor Sedine bekleed tans die Departement van Wetenskap en Tegnologie en die Nasionale Navorsingsstichting se navorsingsleerstoel in verpleegkunde aan die Noordwes Universiteit. Prof. Sedine het al talle artikels in die veld op nasionale en internasionale vlak gepubliseer en is ook besig om 'n leierskapinstituut vir verpleegkundiges te vestig. Ek wou by professor Sedine uitvind, wat is van die grootste uitdagings wat plaaslike verpleegsters en vroedvroue in Suid-Afrika aan die gesig staar en hoe haar navorsingsleerstoel hierdie kwessies aanspreek?
So I think we are very aware of the challenges in the healthcare system. I think the presidential report of 2018 and 2023 has really highlighted a whole list. But if I have to take the main ones that are affecting nursing, I think I can summarize them into four. So we have staff shortages, with it specifically in that as well inequitable division of staff between the public and private sector and also between the urban and rural area. So that's one. We have a lack of resources. Failing infrastructure, and then poor leadership and governance on organizational level, like hospitals, as well provincial and national. So I think those are the main problems. So when this happens and the system looks like this for a nurse, the impact is then on nurse outcomes, patient outcomes, and the organization. So when your system is failing the nurse, then you'll see that her well-being and health starts declining. Your patient outcomes decrease with regard to the quality of care they receive, patient safety, and their general satisfaction. And when these things happen, it costs the bottom line. So it costs the organization money with regard to patient incidents or the turnover of staff. So how my chair, how I see it as addressing these problems is, I see myself as having one bullet, and this is a very big problem. So I have to decide where am I going to shoot this bullet. So that is what I've dedicated my chair to in this first cycle, is just to understand, if I look at these problems, which are huge problems, if I had to choose one thing that I can focus on, because I'm one person with one program, but choose one thing that can have the greatest effect, what would that be? So I had an inclination or a hypothesis of what this could be just from the research I'd done, but research was very much in single hospitals or single provinces. So with the chair, I got money to look at nationally. So I was in the private and the public sector over all nine provinces and then looked at all categories of staff. And lucky or unlucky enough, I'm not sure, it was in the COVID pandemic. So I actually collected data after the second wave and the third wave. So very relevant data that came out of that. And then the main problem that I hypothesized and that I saw in the data is to focus on leadership and governance.
Met Suid-Afrikaanse klinieke en hospitale wat onderbeman is en te min hulpbronne het, wou ek by Prof. Sedine weet, hoe kan sterk leierskap help om uitstekende gehalte gesondheidsorg te midde van hierdie uitdagings te verseker?
So I think globally, we just got to get an understanding of the shortages, not just in South Africa, it's a global shortage. So their current documents are saying about 13 million globally. And then in South Africa, the most recent statistics I could find is 131 to 160,000. Okay, so that's a shortage we're looking at. So leadership and leading to excellent quality care. So in our research, we found not only us, but globally, they've done what we call a meta-analysis. So that's when you take data from published research over many hospitals. So it's actually thousands of hospitals' data, hundreds and thousands of nurses, millions of patients. So we've taken all this data from all these countries and they said, the one thing we can change to improve quality of care and patient safety as well as nurse outcomes is to look at the practice environment. So that's where the nurse works. So even in South Africa, we proved this already with some of the studies we've done. And again, with this study showed unequivocally that definitely if we look at the practice environment, we can change quality of care for South Africa and the nurse outcomes. But the practice environment consists of five areas. So that's still a large aspect to tackle all of them. So if we look at the practice environment, it talks about staffing and resources, nurse participation in the hospital affairs, leadership, management, and support of nurses, collegial relationships, and foundations of quality of care. So you can see that's really five big areas that it's impossible, even with a lifetime, to address all of them together. So In South Africa, we see that the lowest rated item across the board, private and public, is staffing and resources. So there's a problem. It's always negatively experienced by all staff. But the one aspect out of these five that have the most impact, which I mean by that is if we look at correlations, we see if I change on this aspect, I'm having the most impact on patient outcomes and nurse outcomes, is leadership and also nurse participation in hospital affairs. So that means if we focus on leadership and governance, then we'll probably have the most impact. If I went further, so this is now statistically proven that if we look at this, it'll have the most impact. If I look further into that, if we can look at appreciation of nurses and actually giving them recognition, that also has a greater impact on them. So I think that is probably where my focus is now. If I have to use my bullet, this is the one I want to use it on.
Die Noordwes Universiteit het 'n eenheid met die naam die Suid-Afrikaanse Verpleegkundige Organisasies Pasiënt en Stelsels Uitkomste Navorsingseenheid. Die afkorting is SANOPSIS. Kan jy my meer vertel van hierdie eenheid se hoofdoelwitte?
So synopsis is actually I did a play on the word synopsis, which is from the Greek word syn together and opsis view. So I wanted to get an overview of what is happening in our health system. And then I called it Southern Africa, so SA, and that is not just a view on South Africa. I actually have projects also in Namibia and Eswatini, and the goal is actually to have all data on SADC countries for now. And then we're looking at nurse, so that's where the N comes from, organization, the O, patient, P, and the S, the systems. So we're looking at the synopsis and overview of these systems. And with regard to nurse outcomes, we're specifically looking at their health and well-being. Patients, you have quality of care, patient safety, and the patient experience. Organization, you're looking at your forecasting models and per capita cost. And then systems is the one I'm focusing in then is on leadership. I think if we can change that system, we could improve these outcomes.
Hoe het die COVID-19 pandemie Suid-Afrika se gesondheidsorgstelsel beïnvloed, veral in terme van verpleging?
When I talk about the COVID-19 pandemic, there's one thing I always want the media to hear because I want the general population to hear this. When we did the nurse survey and we asked them about their burnout levels and their job satisfaction and their career satisfaction, I want you to always hear that nurses are so satisfied with their career. So what does that mean? That means when we say that nurses are just doing a job because they have no other option, or nurses are not really there because they're not called to be there, or they're no longer doing it because it's their passion. That is a very untrue statement. So we have the majority of nurses saying, I love being a nurse, but they're very dissatisfied in their job and they've got high levels of burnout. So what has the COVID-19 pandemic done? So I always use an illustration to make it more real for the person out there. So it's like when you're in a car accident. So when you're initially in a car accident, you will get out of the car and you'll know just automatically because of an adrenaline rush what has to happen next. You know you have to make sure no one flees the scene. You know you have to get the driver's license. You know you need to get the police there. So you're totally functioning on a level without considering your emotions, nothing. You're just functioning on what has to be done now to survive. So the COVID-19 pandemic did the same thing to nurses. Okay. So when we take that back to a car accident, initially, you're just in a state of shock. So you're just trying to survive it. Then it's very rare that after that, you actually want to talk about the experience, right? You just want a moment of, I survived. But then there's a time after that where you need to debrief and talk about, especially if someone died in it or there was a bad outcome. And that's where nurses are now. They've been through this terrible accident and they're traumatized, there's post-traumatic stress, and we see them leaving the practice and we see the high levels of burnout. But in addition to that, before the pandemic, we already had problems with staffing and resources. So we already, where we needed 100, let's take it to the military, we needed 100 soldiers. We only had 50 in place. Where we needed 50 guns for the 50 nurses, we only had 25 guns. Then we sent them into COVID-19. Now we've gone through that, and now we're sitting with, let's say, 40 soldiers and 20 guns, but the soldiers are all wounded and bleeding. So that's what the COVID-19 is showing to me, is they still stepped up, they still love their profession, but they're absolutely wounded, traumatized, and are still suffering in circumstances without the necessary staff and resources.
Suid-Afrika staar 'n dreigende tekort in verpleegsters in die gesig. Dit is duidelik uit die syfers wat jy nou vir ons gegee het. Watter strategie word ontwikkel om hierdie uitdagings aan te spreek en watter rol speel samewerking in hierdie poging?
So for me, as I said in the first part of this chair, I just wanted to say, if there's so much things that we have to focus on, what is the one thing I can focus on? So that is where we've now decided on leadership and governance. And in this next cycle of the chair, it's really what we're going to focus on is just developing the leaders in nursing. And then it's for nurses by nurses, right? So I want you just to get an understanding of the healthcare system. We are 56% of the healthcare system is nurses. So we actually are in the majority. So the fact that nurses often feel like they're just a victim of the system or we just have to march to the instructions is not actually true. We actually have a lot of power if you think about that nurses are 56%. So the Leadership Academy running is, it's not just going to be for nurse managers and unit managers. I really have the view of every person is a leader. You have different spheres of influence, but each one is a leader. So if we can get every single one of these nurses, that's 56% of the healthcare system, if we can get them to lead themselves, and that is really to find out what are the things that you have your strengths and what are your aspects where you have a little bit of weaknesses and you work on it. If you can start leading yourself, you automatically can start leading others, not only in instruction, but by example. Then we begin leading organizations. And once you start leading organizations, you start leading systems. Mm-hmm. So that's really my focus is to get into the different hospitals and just work on the level of firstly nurse managers and unit managers, but then every nurse should be able to lead in their day and in their sphere of influence. So when you talk about collaboration, obviously we need collaboration from the hospitals. We actually need them to want us to be there and to train up the nurses. So we have piloted this on small levels, like in a hospital and then in a province. And we are launching it now in the Northwest to all the nurse unit managers and nurse managers. And then from there, from the next cycle, we're going to do it nationally. And then we just don't want to keep it in South Africa. We also want to go wider to like SADC. So every time we will do this Leadership Academy, we'll do revisions because you need the input because it needs to be for nurses. Mm-hmm. So we need their input and we will keep revising it. But we also look at trends internationally at what is the best practices, how are they doing this training, and to incorporate that and also to have they've successfully done it in situations where they have much more resources and staff. So just looking at their wisdom, not reinventing the wheel and making sure it's applicable to our context.
Ek wil ook by professor Sedina uitvind of daar iets is wat die publiek kan doen om roepingsgedrewe verpleegpersoneel te ondersteun.
I love that question. I was in the most fortunate position to, during the COVID pandemic, we worked on a book with Professor Klopper and Jonathan Jansen, where we asked nurses to talk about their experience, to just write a narrative of what it was like. And nurses are so passionate and they always felt like they would give everything, but they just didn't make it. So those people that came back and said thank you, those patients that could give their success story, that one family member that says thank you, that you made it made the world's difference to me to just talk to my husband before he passed away. Nurses need to just be appreciated and they need to hear and be recognized. I know what we hear in media and what we're seeing with patient safety incidents is the quality is going down and that nurses are not caring anymore. But I want you to understand that if you're in a hospital, and I've physically been in hospitals collecting this data, if you're one nurse and there's 50 patients, please tell me how. How do you do that? How do you give the patient experience they want? How do you look at their psychosocial well-being when you're just actually trying to get the medication out to everybody? So there needs to be some understanding of the environment they're working in. And that actually, if you look at the research, the perfect circle is if the nurse can give good quality care, which is also not just physical treatment, which is actually connecting with that patient on emotional level, a spiritual level. And then once that the patient has that experience, and that is the most important to the patient, is to feel connected and to feel seen, then there's automatic positive acknowledgement towards the nurse and you have a full circle going. But currently, nurses are just trying to make the bare minimum, just get through the daily tasks. And then patients are experiencing as, I didn't get the care I required. I didn't get the care that I see is international standards. And the nurse is again getting negative feedback. So she gives her everything. And we keep telling her she's not doing good enough and she's making too many mistakes. But it's a really an impossible situation.
Professor Sedine verduidelik waar 'n mens haar navorsingseenheid se werk kan volg.
We have the Northwest University website, and specifically my research is housed within the NUMIC research unit. So it's a nursing unit for quality in nursing and midwifery.